Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Anyway, it was horrifying but unsurprising what Trump said in the past few days. There was Sumy atrocity, this Russian missile attack on northwest Ukrainian city, close to the Russian border, as people were leaving church after Palm Sunday. So dozens of civilians murdered when there was no military objective in the area. Now, if it happened once or twice, that could be sheer incompetence. But no, this is malice. They've done this countless times. They've deliberately targeted schools. They've deliberately targeted bomb shelters holding children. They've targeted hospitals. They've targeted clinics. They've done this in Ukraine. They did this in Syria. They did this in Chechnya, which is part of Russia's own national territory. So no mistake, they know what they're doing. There's the Bucha massacre and so on. And we know that even the Putin regime is embarrassed about this one because now they're saying, oh, false flag. Oh, they did it to themselves, which is what they did about the Bucha massacre, even though it's proven beyond a penumbra of doubt that Bucha was entirely in Russian hands at the time. You can show that, prove this from, satellite imagery about who was where at the time. And again. So they did this about the Katyn massacre, the big lie theory, that the bigger the lie, the more people fall for it. Everybody tells petty lies, but who would have the chutzpah to tell an absolute whopper of a lie? And that is the Putin regime every single day. People think you simply lie, don't lie about things that big, do you? No. They did, like the Katyn massacre in 1940, then blaming the Germans for it 50 years later. The Soviet government said, okay, we did this one. And Putin himself even apologized for it in 2010 to the Polish prime minister and president, who died in a plane crash on the way back to Poland. And they couldn't have done that. Or actually, sorry, it was Medvedev, I think, was president at that point, and so on. And now the Russian state is backtracking on that one. So Trump is victim blaming. I mean, this is like blaming a woman for being raped, for being a woman or something like that, a child for being molested. It's your fault for being a child. I mean, what? Ukraine is their fault for being invaded because they're Ukraine, because they existed, that they did not want the erasure of their nation. They did not want to be part of this genocidal tyranny, which is violently oppressive towards even Russians and so on. So it is sickening. Now, you'd think that Trump was reading from Putin's script, but of course, Trump can't read on an adult level. Oh, wow. I mean, how revolting, how can you get? So 35 people killed, 170 wounded, 117, that is. And no doubt some of them are eventually going to succumb to their injuries and so on. So President Trump said that Zelensky shares the blame with Putin for this conflict, which left millions of people are dead. Well, I mean, shows what an ignoramus he is. Even at the highest estimate, it's not millions or near millions. I mean, the highest estimate might be 300,000 people killed, and a small percentage of those would be civilians. But there we go. You don't start a war against someone 20 times your size and then hope people will give you missiles. Correctly, correct. They did not start a war against a country 20 times their size. They didn't start a war against anyone. Who would be insane enough to do this? A baby would not fight a boxer. They simply wouldn't initiate such a fight. So we know that it's Putin doing this all the time. Wow. So Trump obviously is a bully. He'll always take the side of those who are cruel, those who are utterly dishonorable, those who are guilty of the worst chicanery against the victims, against those he thinks are weak. He wants to prey on them. But we see the resilience and the gallantry of the Ukrainian people and their indomitable spirit. Goodness. So this is really sickening what's happening. I'm glad that Mark Rutte, who's the Secretary General of NATO, has says that Russia is the aggressor. Russia started this war. There's no doubt, and there is absolutely no doubt. And he said so the Trump is saying that Russia made a mistake. I mean, how many mistakes can there be? It follows a pattern of behavior. They do this all the time. Their objective is to terrorize the Ukrainian population, and obviously the Russian state has done this for decades. There's been obviously massive scale Russian state terror for centuries against their own people as well as against their neighbors. So this is not a mistake at all. They know what they're doing. It that this is purposive. Wow, very very sad that this is going on. Anyway, so and then Biden is blamed for this as well. So Trump, so much for bringing the war to an end in 24 hours. So Ukraine didn't invade anybody. Ukraine never claimed an inch of anyone else's territory. Ukraine didn't threaten anyone. Ukraine didn't fire a shot at Russia. Even Russia doesn't say that. Russia started this war of illegal aggression because of their unacceptance of democracy in Ukraine and Ukrainians' independence, despite Russia having recognized it again and again at the Belovezhye Accords in 1991, by establishing diplomatic relations, by the Budapest Memorandum in 1994, by another treaty in 2003, and again, even Putin's own statements after he began this war in 2022. Putin himself signed a document in 2003 recognizing the demarcation of Ukraine's borders. And that's why it's very, very difficult to make a deal with a man who was so totally dishonest, so shameless, so utterly dishonorable, who will renege on his promises no matter how solemnly given, who's really got no common decency, who's got no humanity, who is an egregiously brutal and sadistic foe, and so on, who's used torture on an industrial scale against his own people and against the Ukrainians. Well, Putin is trying to butter him up. Sending a gift to Trump is very worrying. And the only good news is that the Germans might be giving the Taurus missiles to the Ukrainians, better able to defend themselves. Provocative, says the Kremlin. No, not remotely provocative. What's provocative is something like the Sumy massacre. It's not provocative to help a country defend itself. And then you see Putin's acolytes in the Russian media threatening to kill the entire population of the United Kingdom. And that's not provocative and that's not escalatory. My goodness. And this is what a threat to the world, to world peace, the Russian regime is. I mean, no other country, I mean, not China, nobody, not North Korea, is threatened to wipe out the entire population of another country whom they're not even fighting. So Trump is as bonkers as ever. It's proven just how historically illiterate it is, and his dangerous ignorance, I might say willful ignorance. Does he reading briefing papers on this? I don't think he does. Does he have them read aloud to himself? He's just so staggeringly ill-informed. You see Trump's topsy-turvydom. It's part of his war on truth. And his instinct is to kowtow to thugs. Such bunkum coming out of the White House. My goodness. Anyway, him negotiating. Wow. The art of the deal. Is that how he's managed to go bankrupt six times on the point of bankrupting the United States and sort of morally bankrupting the United States as well as financially? A man who could be out negotiated by a statue of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, no doubt. So it's very troubling. I'm glad European NATO countries, perhaps Canada, other free countries like Japan, the Republic of Korea, Australia, that they're beefing up their defenses, that they'll be arming more the Ukrainians more. So I'm glad that Russia's not making any more progress. This war is a terrible, terrible tragedy, and it's entirely the fault of Putin's Nazi regime and not its victims. So it's sickening and it's depressing, the sort of stuff that Trump is saying. And a lot of the Republican Party is not calling him out for this. Wow. Well, how lugubrious. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.